everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Once again, and welcome to the Spirit Work Show, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Nick Avery. Hi.
And we're mediums who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education, and on this show, through mixed deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truth as to the nature of your existence, direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we'll be discussing Gregory's journey in the spirit world, and I do believe that this is part 14 or something like that. But it's just such a really fascinating topic, and I guess we could turn it into a little bit of a soap, couldn't we, really? A day in the life of Gregory Hay. Anyway, and on today's show, if you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject, the toll-free phone line will be open in the US. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And if there is any international callers, it's not toll-free, and it's 001-530-876-3222.
Well, hi. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, we have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, book and Akashic reading, we suggest you go visit our websites, which are www.spirit-teaching.com and also www.spiritsworkradio.com. As regular listeners will know, each week live on the show I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England and has come to share the wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth. We don't spend very long talking at the beginning of our shows because we try to save as much time as possible for the spirit world, and Gregory Hay always has plenty to say. Unfortunately, I'm going to be missing the show myself personally because I'll be the instrument and I'll have to wait to hear the recorded show. So anyway, I'm going to pass it over to you and Sylvie and prepare to go into trance. But do have a great show anyway. Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
Bye.
For those who haven't met or heard of Gregory yet, he's a spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, and they are made up of scientific minds of all descriptions, along with ordinary people. They're an educational team that have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move towards a more harmonious and peaceful way of life, to understand the nature of our existence and help us to evaluate our lives differently. When Mick is in trance, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the White Cloud Group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Spirit Gregory. So basically, this is not just Mick passing information from a non-physical entity to us. It's completely light out for Mick, and it's welcome Spirit Guide Gregory Hay. And as Mick said, if you would like to find out more about us from our website, it's www.spirit-teaching.com. So, I do believe Gregory is here with us now. Hello, Gregory.
With love and light and peace be upon you, dear friend.
Thank you. So, did you enjoy our little joke? Were you listening before you came through about we could turn your life into a little bit of a soap each week?
What soap, friend? I understood it was something for washing.
Oh dear. No, never mind. Okay, reality TV. Reality radio.
I know what reality is.
Okay. Have you ever wished you'd never started anything? Never mind, here we go. Moving swiftly along, we're going to talk a little bit more about your work within the spirit world, but in particularly within the spirit group, within the White Cloud group today. Maybe how you actually managed to learn what you had to do in the first place in order to bring about this facility using the mechanism of MIG. I'll leave it up to you, though.
Yes, absolutely so. Well, thank you very much, my friend. Actually, I have to say, the very first time that I appeared, I only appeared as an image. And you may possibly remember this. It was actually when our dear friend the instrument was first, in a sense, going through the development state with the 12 other sitters who were sitting for him at the time, of which you were a member.
Mm-hmm.
And in actual fact, I understand many people actually saw me. They thought they were seeing somebody else, but they actually saw me with my hair as it was and my clothing and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that happened was because the spirit team felt it was necessary to superimpose me, to bring about my image upon the instrument's face.
Mm-hmm.
So that it would be something of evidence for other people to see in the room.
So sort of like a proof of the fact that we were getting somewhere and things were going on and it was just evidence really of the progress.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
And I understand too that at this time the development circle was actually sitting in using a red light, and the reason for this was so that the harmonic could be concentrated, so that the people who were sitting at the time were more focused upon the situation, so that we could begin to develop the actual mechanism itself, as well as our friend, of course, so that he would not be so aware of the room surroundings and that kind of thing. And actually, we first began it, the development, for him, and that he was actually placed in a cabinet in the same way that we would develop any form of physical mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
And this also, friend, was a situation which then enabled the spirit team, through the concentrated energy that comes about when using a cabinet itself. Do you want to?
I was just going to say, I think we better explain what a cabinet is, yes.
Yes, very well. This is actually usually a three-sided, either wooden or cloth, or wood and cloth cabinet. It's a box made of, basically it's either a wooden frame, a light wooden frame, which then may have wooden sides to it, or may well have cloth sides to it. It is usually either painted black or covered in black cloth. Sometimes it will have a top as well to it. In fact, I would say usually it is the case. And the top too will be black cloth stretched over it. This is then used so that people, the sitters of the development circle, will send their loving energy towards the cabinet which the medium is sitting in. This enables the whole process to become amplified by the cabinet. This is, in fact, the exact same process used for all forms of physical mediumship, of which trance mediumship in its genuine state and form is a part of physical mediumship.
Yes, you can also maybe use the corner of a room. put a rail across the corner of the room and drape something over that, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Enclose the energy, isn't it, to help it to build up in there, to capture the energy, basically.
Yes, and so if you do not have a piece of cloth, even, it is good if you are going to develop a trance medium specifically dependent upon the mechanism that is going to be used for that purpose, you would in fact suggest that the medium themselves sit in the corner of the room to maximize the greatest spectrum of energy which may then be brought to and utilized by the medium and by the spirit team who may work with them. The reason for this is so that this loving energy can be amplified by the spirit team to either enable the consciousness of the medium to be raised and to, because of course it's a loving vibration, a loving energy which comes from the solar plexus of the sitters. So it means to say that this is a very positive and loving force. This then needs to be amplified because it is going to be surrounding the medium in that energy of love. That's what you are doing. It's exactly the same if you were going to be bringing about any other form of sitting for someone else. What you are doing is you are sending your loving energy from the solar plexus, from your spirit within, your energy of within state, which will then help to facilitate a spiritual connection for the consciousness of the physical being and the spirit world.
Would you suggest that with the red light situation, now I know that it's quite a low, a dim red light, really.
Yes.
Would you suggest that other people sit in red light when they're trying to develop their mediumship, or is this just something that you would say to do in the more with more physical possibilities that might happen?
Yes, very interesting. In actual fact, friend, I would suggest that to begin with, it should be that sometimes the person would sit in red light or even in no light. It depends entirely upon the kind of mediumship which is being brought about. So it will depend upon spirit interactivity as well, and really how the room is actually prepared. Now, I'm not suggesting for one moment that it is prepared in the exact same way as you would prepare a room for physical mediumship, which, of course, as we know, is not really practiced in America, but is most certainly practiced in many places in the English countryside. And we understand that for many groups they would need for it to be at least in red light to begin with, as you say, a soft red light. But actually anciently it would have been that native groups, for example, would actually practice going into and coming out of the trance state and communicating with their ancestors and relatives, allowing them to speak through them, actually in the sweat lodge, or, and of course that's quite a dark place, or it could actually be in firelight.
Yes, and we know that it's interesting. I mean, if our listeners would want to even try sitting and meditating with a low red bulb light, then they will find it is soothing. Why is that soothing, though? It is definitely, though. It's totally different to any other colour.
Yes, and even though you're going to have your eyes closed, it still brings about that ambience, and it's not just the ambience, though. What it does is it brings about a certain degree of respect. You are doing this for a specific reason. Not only are you saying it within your invocation or prayer to begin with, but what you are also doing is you are actually creating this beautiful link between yourself of purpose to the spirit world. And don't forget, friends, that this is not just a light bulb that you are using, whatever wattage it is, and that it's just a naked bulb. You are actually needing to put to subdue the light even further. So if it is not upon a dimmer, a dimming mechanism, then you would actually have to put a lampshade over it. You would need to put drape material over the lampshade to subdue the red light even more, so that it's just a mere hint of red light. And in that way, you would then find, particularly, I have to say, for people who are sitting for that development, that what you would do is you would find that it actually concentrates the minds of the sitters involved, because after all, what you are wanting people to do, if they are sitting for a medium in that way, you are wanting them to actually be alert. You are wanting them to be able to witness any physical activity that may take place. In red light, it may well be that those in the spirit team who may work with that medium are actually then enabled to bring about physical manifestations in some way, images and that kind of thing. So if you are using a very low red light, it doesn't mean to say that you are then duping yourself or bringing about illusions to your imagination. What you are actually doing is making it more incumbent upon the spirit world to be able to manifest images and situations. Energy, for example, is a prime target for this. It may well be that those in the spirit team working with that medium are actually able, with a low red light, to actually produce certain effects to do with their spirit energy, which enables both sound and images to come across into the physical world.
Absolutely, and it is a lot easier to see what, like for instance, transfiguration medium, which is when you can see an impression of a face on the medium through an ectoplasmic mask, isn't it?
Yes.
Specifically. But even without the ectoplasm situation, it is easier to see a spirit superimpose their features on somebody's face physically, more physically, in the red light, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely so. And also you can see much more clearly the activity of energy as it pulses upon the surface of the face. This is why we always say as well that for people who are sitting in any form of development, that they really should in a sense have their hands tied behind their backs or something like that, or actually have the restraint not to fiddle, not to scratch themselves or whatever, because that is, in fact, the spirit world bringing very, very close situations to the medium themselves.
Yes, it can feel like cobwebs on the face and that sort of thing.
Yes, quite so.
Hmm.
Yes. And so...
And what happens in that instance? Why should they not, when they get that tickling on their face, why should they not scratch?
Well, because that is actually to do with spirit energy. So that's what you're trying to do is send them away. You're actually reacting to them negatively. It may not be negative to you. You may be actually bringing relief to yourself because of the interference on the surface of your skin and how you pick that up through your nerve tissue. However, to the spirit world, they're actually trying to bring you some evidence of their fact of being there. And so if you are trying to brush them away, well, what is that actually telling them then?
Aww.
You see? In a sense, you want them, but then you don't want them. It's sending mixed messages.
Well, it's just an instinctive reaction, you know.
Yes, I'm aware.
Very often you've done it before you realise, oh no, I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, quite so.
Well, I'd like to say thank you for anybody that might be with us tonight. This is Spirit's Work, and you're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and if you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject of, anything to do, it started off as Gregory's journey in the spirit world or any form of development, the phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. The number is a free phone number in the US, it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Okay.
Yes, you see, so the situation then was that when we were developing our friend here, and I understand this development actually took about, I suppose, altogether really it was about 2 years, but the actual concentration of development actually happened in two sets of circumstances, really. It happened before he became aware, or it was brought to your attention by the spirit world that this was the course of your life. It actually happened when our dear friend here was sitting in his awareness group. This was, of course, a group where which was open for all and sundry, a group where people came in off the street to meditate, and was it then meant that it was people that changed every week. It was not the same, like a closed circle, which is the same people every week. It was different people every week, so you would never actually know what the structure of the circle was going to be. This actually enabled us to first become involved in a very physical way with our dear friend. And what actually happened there during the mechanism, during the situation, was that I was aware of the process that was going on, although the vibration at which I am, my index is, I suppose, my vibration index is actually at a certain specific level. Now, that means to say that I am able to reduce my vibration so that I can meet many people on many different levels. And however, for the mechanism, our dear friend here had to raise his vibration, which is, of course, something which is done through meditation, through accessing those portals of love, which then enable the consciousness setting of an individual to be altered so that they become more positive, more loving, more giving, and understand how to use those very positive energies which come from the spirit world, and also to identify negative ones as well.
Vibration index, this is something that we all have, isn't it?
Yes, every individual in physical life and in the spirit world has a set vibration index, which actually alters as life progresses. And what tends to happen is that when people in the physical life have a positive loving experience, their vibration index rises, which is what is brought on by meditation. And the whole reason as to why you would use meditation or meditational states for the progression of the soul, for the progression of your spiritual state of awareness whilst you are having a physical life. What then actually happened in our friend's case was that during the episodes of his life, he had certain times when meditating, and to begin with, it was only when he was going to the specific circle or the specific group, and in which case it meant that his meditation only happened then, so that his gift of within a self, his awareness of that aspect of self became uplifted at those times. This then altered his vibration, making it more accessible to those of us in the spirit world to actually have perhaps more interactivity with our dear friend. so that he actually became more sensitive and aware of the very existence of those around him.
So that was a bit like, for our listeners, that was a little like you might just go along once a week to this group and all sit in a circle, and there would be a medium there overseeing the evening and the event, and you would go into a meditation and then afterwards talk about it afterwards, and to see how you progressed with different people coming in each week, not necessarily knowing anything, but you know, this is very good really. I mean, just imagine if there were this sort of situation all over the world, drop-in centres where you could do that. I mean, you know, meditate, not necessarily for spirit contact even, but to do a meditation where you were raising your vibration.
Yes, absolutely so, and learning the art of creating that in any atmosphere or in any actual given histology, any kind of environment, so that even if there were large traffic noises or something outside, that you would actually learn to meditate and be able to completely objectively let those situations and sounds leave you, so that you are in fact becoming unaware of those sounds even being produced.
Yes, and I mean, you know, although we week after week on our shows and we talk about the fact that how good it is for you to meditate at home, and we encourage people to meditate either for spirit contact or for the contact with their spirit within, their spirit nature. It's a completely different experience when you actually get in a group to do it and invite spirit. Everybody, each person with their own guides working with them, and the energy is just splendid, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Totally different situation, so that's something that people need to think about, really. And we do encourage people to sit in groups, maybe home circles, and go and sit around each other's houses and that sort of thing. But maybe we'll do another show on that one day soon.
But yes,
seeing
yes,
people
quite
how,
so.
How they can do that again.
Yes, quite so.
I know it's very popular. I do have emails about that all the time.
Yes. So the situation then became that as he was blending with the other energies of other people, which is, of course, what you would each do if you went to sit in a circle group, you would actually use your energy by raising your vibration. You would actually blend with them. Now, what actually happens in the spirit world at that time means that there are others in the spirit world, guides and helpers, who can then draw close to you because you are raising your vibration, raising your awareness. This means to say then that you become more operable for the spirit world to work with. Now, that actually happened in our case, and the events which took place then meant that those guides who were very close to him, for example, his doorkeeper, Broken Wing, who was a Shawano native being from the Ohio Valley, I understand, he actually began drawing very close to him, and that he actually took him on various situations and journeys. I say took him, that doesn't mean to say that he made him have, he took him away from the room physically or anything like that, although what he actually did was started to bring about visitations to him during these meditational groups. Now, as a spirit group, we were then able to observe the very different situations that appeared to be happening to him, the instrument, physically. And then gradually, as the awareness began to be accessed, it meant to say that his vibration was rising, which then also meant that he was becoming more aware of those of us in the group itself. And what we were then able to do was to raise the vibration around him as he raised it himself, which meant that we were gaining greater access.
Can you just explain for our listeners why you call Nick your instrument and him rather than calling him by name when you're talking about him like this?
Yes, yes, of course. Well, we call him the instrument because that's actually what it is. He is the instrument of our communication. So because of the fact that we use this mechanism in such a physical way, that is, i.e., that we remove his consciousness and his spirit as well, is taken away from his physical state and is actually transported elsewhere to the spirit world. It means to say then we are using him, Michael, as the instrument of our communication, which means to say that in this circumstance we are using a specific mechanism which operates the upper part of his body and allows his subconscious state to continue the specifics of pumping the heart and all of that. Those are motor physical situations, biological situations that allow those stimulus and circulatory necessities to continue. However, what we do is alter the brainwave pattern. We also alter the lungs, and we have greater control over the lungs and the airways, so that we can utilize the physical voice box, that is, the voice box of his own physical state. We are then able to use it to manipulate, to bring sound through from our side of life.
And why do you not call him by his name when you are referring to him? Even then you called him Michael and nobody calls him Michael.
Well, no, quite so. But this is actually because it was his given name at birth. And it's a sign of respect from our side of life. So we call him the instrument in this respect because he has given us permission to use his physical body in this way. So we are using this as a mark of respect.
But do you not, I thought that you didn't call him when you're using him because you didn't want to sound his name.
Well, this is true too. So we haven't.
Because, and this is what I'm trying to get across to listeners, because in you, just in case it has some effect on where he is at the moment.
Yes, that would have been the case long ago, friend. Mm. It actually is not so much the case now because he is so firmly away.
Tucked away somewhere else.
Yes, absolutely. So.
But yes, I expect the listeners can appreciate, our listeners can understand that if you were trying to actually meditate to the point where you were getting words through from a spirit guide and the spirit guide kept saying your name, then that would bring you back into the room, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
It would call you back, sort of thing.
Yes, and of course, not forgetting that for some people, the actual mechanism that they use may actually be that they are aware of the room, even though they may well be utilizing perhaps the words of a spirit guide. So this would mean then that they would actually be using their consciousness in order to utilize the words. This is very often a way in which people who are, so to say, in a trance state, at least that's what they think they're in, but actually what they're doing is using the words which are retained within the consciousness of the conscious state of the individual, and are then used by the spirit. So they're not actually the spirit's own words, but actually words coming through from the physical state. And I admit ourselves that at times we find words within the consciousness or the remnants of the consciousness to do with the syncopated setting of his physical brain, that we are actually able to access language and words that we otherwise would not necessarily use. I, myself, after all, were born in 1705, passed in 1723. I am not using the words now that I would have used in my own vernacular, in my own language, my own state setting, as I had as a physical life, quite simply because it would not make sense to you, and you would not understand a word that I said. It would be like I was talking in a foreign language, because in fact, the language of the Nahr Valley, in which I came from, was actually distinctly different to any other form of English present at that time. It's a little like someone coming from the Vale of the Tyne Tees or something like that. In fact, people then talk with a completely different accent, just like Scottish people or Welsh.
But you learnt most of the about our English language, the modern idiom anyway, in the halls of learning, through the halls of learning, didn't you?
And oh, yes, you that's quite it, true, yes.
You put it to practice when
yes.
you...
Well, I tried to, yes.
When you started using Mick.
Yes, in fact, actually, I tended to get some words a little mixed up and wrong, really, because actually learning about it in the halls of learning and actually speaking it is something completely different.
Mm.
And using that as a mechanism within the mechanism itself is actually I'm acutely aware of it constantly, because what happens in this situation is that not only is it a consciousness transference which is taking place here, there are others in the spirit world who are directing the manipulation of the mouth parts, of the muscular vagrancies, should I say, the twitching, the situation of being able to contract and release muscles in order for the mouth parts to even move.
How can other people help you with that? Is that because they have blended their energy with you so finely that they are in Mick's body as well, as it were?
No, it's actually to do with the specific mechanism. What I do is that I am able to submerge my consciousness into his cavity, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
In this respect, I am able to temporarily hook up my consciousness so that what I have to contend with is nothing to do with his consciousness, because his consciousness has been vacated. It's a bit like, I suppose, I'm trying to think of a modern way in which you may be able to assimilate this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I suppose it's as though you are taking out a motherboard from a computer and you are switching it for a new motherboard. And also, this has a different hard drive, I believe you would call that as well.
Okay.
Which is to do with the information. So the information that I have as a conscious living being is not only to do with my own physical life in the physical world before I came to the spirit world, but also to do with my life before then, as a complete spirit being. So it means to say that all of the things that I learnt and that I came across in the spirit world, both before my physical life and after my physical life, I have access to. I also have access to the knowledge and understanding of the constant... communication, the constant coupling which actually exists between myself and the spirit world, the halls of learning. I am in constant contact with it. In fact, in a sense, while we are doing this, I never leave it. There are also situations that you must understand that at this present time, we are actually in a very large room in the halls of learning.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we are positioned. And the instrument and your good self mm-hmm. have representations in our side of life, and so that we are able to bring about the communication in real time in our side of life. I know that time doesn't exist, but we'll go into that in a moment. So that actually what we, in a sense, what we have then is a, you might call it a holographic image. in our side of life. But actually, it's as real an image as anyone else has in the spirit world, because we actually have the situation of the cellular memory of our dear friends, the instrument, which then appears to be concentrated upon the diocese of where we are located in the halls of learning. So at this present time, his consciousness state, part of his consciousness state, that is the cell memory of who he is, the cell structure of who he is, of the physical state, is actually has a representation in our side of life. And then what we are doing is we are manipulating that using the mechanism, the vortex structure, which we had been able to develop during his development as a spirit medium. This was developed using the energy, utilizing the energy of all of those sitters who were actually taking part in it. This enabled us to bring about a very close proximity so that we could use the mechanism as an actual physical mechanism that exists in the spirit world and that also partly exists in the physical reality. We are then able to use this mechanism to manipulate information which comes through from our side of life. So I myself, I have a large degree of my consciousness which is seated within the cavity which is our dear friend, even though that cavity only really exists in the spirit world and does not exist as a physical time reference, quite simply because as a physical being, it's just mainly water with nerves and that kind of thing. That's what your physical representation is as a physical being. That does not exist in the spirit world, because you are looking at situations of the differences between physical matter vis-a-vis the actual situation of the spirit world energy. So what's taking place now at this time is that we have other people in the spirit world to do with the spirit team who are operating the mechanism, making sure that it is working in the way that it should, that the energy is still concentrated. Notice, of course, we do not have 12 people sitting around here at this time in physical life. What is actually happening now is because of the fact that we've built the mechanism using the 12 original sitters who were sitting with the development and enabling that development to take place, it meant to say that what was actually happening was that they were building a system of mechanism that we could then later use without their presence.
And how does that work then now?
How it works now is that we simply reorganize the memory molecules of the vibration of the mechanism itself and simply re-energize it using electromagnetic and electrostatic forces which exist in the spirit world. In many respects, what we do is we take the memories and the molecular structure of those energies, the actual structure and configuration of those loving energies which had existed in the beginning, taking out, of course, those negative energies that also were in existence and present at the time of the development as well. We then use that and, in a sense, spin it. We spin the energy, which then enables the vortex itself to take place. This then means that we have, in a sense, brought about a hyperlink between ourselves in the spirit world and our dear friend, the instrument. This is then the same link that we use to help him to vacate his physical state. This is why he always leaves backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And his consciousness, what he feels at the time, is that he's actually consciously moving, having an out-of-body experience backwards. And it is enabled, the pace is quickened by the vortex itself spinning on its axis. As I say, this is in fact controlled by the spirit world and by those scientists in control of the mechanism themselves. What then happens is that we actually, if you're looking at it visually, you would see that approximately 3 feet away to the right-hand side of our friend and slightly behind him at this time, so as not to interfere with any other electronic equipment, we are actually spinning the vortex itself. And this enables the image that we see is as though we were seeing particles which are rotating in an anti-clockwise direction. The vortex itself is approximately some 15 feet in height at this time. It is situated on a diocese that is a form of platform, and there are many thousands of individuals in the spirit world who are gathered around, who are giving some of their evidence at this present time, are observing it, and that it may well be that some of your listeners linking to this program actually as it is coming live, and also some who may listen to it in the archive of the program, may actually, if they link in with the energy that we are creating and working with, they will actually have mental pictures given to them by the spirit team of the actual situation as it is being put about, which is something which transits time.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Because, you know, there's not many. I can think of a few people that might have already experienced that, but maybe our listeners will look out for that now.
Yes, I'm not saying this in order to put it in their mind.
Well, no.
For those of you who may be sceptic of this, and I do understand that, I applaud it and that form of reasoning. I'm not here to try to pull the wool over anyone's eyes or anything like that. I'm saying coherently and as clearly as possible that the situation may be that for some in that illumination that they actually witness those aspects of the energy coming through the actual situation of communication that we are able to bring about.
Fascinating. Okay. Well, that's been wonderful. We will continue this.
Oh, is that it?
Well, it is, actually, because we started late.
Yes.
And I do want to finish on time today,
because
I finished late last
time. Yes, of course. Yes. I understand. Well, then, my dear friends, with love and light, blessed be your pathway, and thank you so very, very, very much for allowing us to come through to you at this time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless. Yes, we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out lots of information about us and our books. You can also book yourself an Akashic reading, which is Gregory Hay reading you your from your Book of Life. Anyway, do join us again on Thursday, and I hope you're having a good start to the new year. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goals, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.